Exclusions apply.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air. Hold on. He seems to be speaking words. Some kind. 105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Friends at Canty Foundation Specialists want you to know that they could come in and fix it. We had someone call in the show yesterday and mention that they came in and did a great job around their home and raised everything back up to levels. And so if you have exterior cracks in brick or mortar or interior cracks above doorways or windows or chimneys that might be pulling away from your home or uneven or sloping floors, windows that become jammed or stuck, Boeing Foundation walls. Let these folks take care of you. Right here in South Carolina, we've got Canty Foundation Specialists with proven products, quality products, proven services, the professional experiences to permanently repair anything problem you might have. Don't lose your home. Don't lose your building, your office building. Get a free quote today. The best place to do this is CantyCanFixIt.com. C-A-N-T-E-Y. CantyCanFixIt.com. Let's get to our guest lines. Brad Burnell at 825. Paul Strelo joins us, TigerIllustrated.com. Good morning, Paul Strelo. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good. Glad to hear that. I'll begin with a ton of things going on, including the breaking news last night that you guys were on top of, is that Zion Williamson has announced that a announcement date, January the 20th. What do you make of the timing? What does this mean? How did you interpret the announcement that there's an announcement coming last night?
Well, I think the first thing is if you listen to the 20-second clip, you know, he uses the phrase, the best is yet to come, which if you've seen on his social media, a pinned tweet of his was also about shocking the world. I think both of those phrases we've heard Clemson football coach Dabo Swinney use before, relating to Clemson, and I think it very much reinforces what we've said for a while that Clemson is in the best spot. I don't think it's I don't know when he had planned. Obviously, that video or that clip that was put together, the edit was done in advance and wasn't just hastily thrown together. But the timing of that being released within a few minutes after Clemson's win, in which Dante Grantham posts career highs in points and rebounds, I certainly think there was some poignancy to that. I think a big part of Clemson's sales pitch to Williamson and the appeal to Williamson is how much their offense does kind of run through Grantham with a... he's called on to rebound the ball. He brings it up a good bit of the time. The offense will go through him in plenty of instances. And I think that appeals to Williamson, the way Clemson puts it all together, combined with, if you look at a number of the other suitors that are going after Williamson, they had already landed perimeter players who play in that shooting guard, small forward type role. And I think the fact that Grantham departs and that need needs to be filled for Clemson, I think a lot of things add up in Clemson's favor. And I think that it was a good night for Clemson basketball last night.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Paul, I've asked this before, as we continue to see it, and we'll ask you again in a couple of weeks, but what would Zion Williamson committing to Clemson, what would that mean for the program?
Well, I think, one, you primarily look at the short-term effects for you're plugging Zion Williamson, presumably, into a lineup that's going to be veteran-laden, Mitchell, Reed, Eli Thomas, one that ready-made to, certainly make a run to the NCAA tournament and perhaps farther than they've been in a while. But if you're looking at how they're playing this year, that might be putting the cart before the horse. But if you look at the way they're playing this year and you add someone of Williamson's skill level, certainly there's no drop-off there. And then bigger picture, the element of adding Williamson, certainly the amount of national exposure that the Clemson program will get would be priceless, because they're going to be on TV and be on TV a lot with the appeal that he has to a television audience and to the television network. So I think the exposure that he gives, as well as it being positive exposure, and the results that you would project to come with Williamson being there, could certainly have a great benefit to Clemson recruiting, building beyond the presumably 1 year that Clemson would have him.
I've asked you this before, but for those that just as we get closer to it, I imagine there might have been some Clemson fan that tuned this out because they thought it was Kentucky or Duke or North Carolina. But if it is Clemson, what kind of player are we talking about? I know we're talking about greatness, but just how great?
Well, he's a physical force. You don't see that kind of explosion and, you know, at 6'5", 270 over the summer, you know, and once he gets into shape, they don't, you know, he explodes off the floor quicker than big men his size should. You know, you put a smaller guy on him, he barrels through him. You put a bigger guy on him, he's going around him. He is a very difficult matchup for any team, certainly at the high school level, and will be at the college level, especially when he's surrounded by guys like Reed and Eli Thomas and Mitchell. So, you know, it certainly, you know, it gives Clemson someone that the other team has to account for and plan everything around, and it'll make guys like Reed and Thomas on the offensive end particularly a lot better and open up avenues for them. So from a basketball standpoint, he can do a lot of things. He is a willing passer, someone who can handle the ball, like a Dante Grantham can. You know, maybe not necessarily a point guard, but someone that you can give the ball and they can distribute, make things happen. So he can do a lot of different things, and there's a great range of possibilities that Brad Brunell's disposal.
Paul Shula joins us, TigerIllustrated.com. Do we know about how he's going to announce? Have you heard details of how he will go about making the everything official?
No, I won't. No, I haven't. I think Zion Williamson kind of releases those things on his own terms, and those things, have tended to be fluid with Zion. So, if anything, I believe it would be, and you know, certainly ESPN is lining up, you know, and begging to have that announcement. And I think from Williamson's standpoint, if you look at the mode of operation, more than likely he would do an announcement that generates some kind of splash. So whether it's on TV or social media, we still don't know yet, but I don't think it'll be quiet and subtle either way.
Looking forward to seeing how it all unfolds and watching that on TigerIllustrated.com. Subscribe, TigerIllustrated.com. We'll give us all that information. Paul, let's switch gears. Yeah, football, Under Armour All-American game tonight. One Clemson signee in KJ Henry. Three or four, really four maybe targets, or maybe five targets coming up. Let's begin with KJ Henry and what we're hearing. What kind of reviews have you seen? Have you gotten? What kind of feedback have you gotten from KJ Henry down at the Under Armour All-American game?
Yeah, from what I've gathered, Henry's had a really good week. He plays defensive end, but someone who kind of profiles to the position Austin Bryant plays, the Oki position for Clemson, where it can be a 2-point stance, dropping back, as a linebacker in short space coverage and some responsibilities there. So he's had to do both with Under Armour, and I think people have come away pretty impressed, not only with Henry, but then over at the Army game, Xavier Thomas. If you look at, you know, the need for Clemson to replenish its defensive end cupboard with whenever Cleveland Farrell and Austin Bryant elect to go pro, you know, I think Thomas and Henry have both given Clemson reason this month to feel pretty good about their future.
All right. The other guys that we will watch tonight, Justin Ross, Matthew Hill, and both Tampa offensive linemen, any storylines from those guys, either in their evaluation or anything as far as Clemson's concerned, as far as the fans need to know about the targets that we'll be playing tonight?
Oh, the two ones who particularly interest me, Matthew Hill, I don't know that that Clemson fans have necessarily paid a ton of attention to him. You know, an Auburn commitment for a long time that just kind of snuck in quietly and visited two Clemson games there in a month span toward the end of the season, as we've chronicled. You know, the fact that he didn't sign with Auburn further kind of validated or reaffirmed our reporting that Clemson's in it a lot more than people know. So I think for a lot of folks, this will be their first time really having a chance to pay attention to Hill and what he could be. He'll be playing receiver, which is the position that Auburn has told him he'd play. And he might play receiver at Auburn, or he could play safety. Clemson recruiting him as a safety. So, you know, I think the first kind of glimpse to see him as an athlete and what he can do. The two offensive tackles are of particular interest as well. You know, it'll be first time I think I would really get a chance to see in action Nick Petitfrere from Berkeley Prep, who kind of a mystery right now. There aren't many recruits who've kept quieter. He's visited Michigan as well as Notre Dame, but with three official visits left, a lot of mystery in terms of where he's going to take those final officials. Ohio State has a connection with Greg Schiano, whose kids went to that prep school. Alabama is believed to be strongly in it. He hasn't really mentioned Clemson much, but you know, the Tigers, I think they believe that they're in contention for an official visit and that there is reciprocal interest there. So he'll be one to watch down the stretch. I think we've got him ranked number 67 nationally. I think you can make a case for him being a good bit higher based on his long-range potential. Richard Garage, the other from Tampa, committed to Florida. Auburn, Clemson, both in the mix. Another one that you know, Clemson's had on camp on campus before for the 3-day camp a year and a half ago. You know, I think he's got the body, got the frame that you're looking for is truly a tackle type. So you know, Clemson, we believe we'll see if they can bring in one more offensive lineman if he meets the standard. It's got to be a tackle type body. And those are really the two on the radar right now.
All right. The Army All-American game, 1 o'clock Saturday on NBC. Trevor Lawrence is there, Xavier Thomas, Jackson Carman, Kendrick and McMichael and Belk and Maskell, a bunch of guys, a bunch of Clemson signees so far. Storylines from the evaluations from what our people on the ground or your people on the ground are saying about the Clemson signees?
Well, I think Darian Kendrick has certainly accounted for himself well. You know, where we bumped him up to number 43, I think, in the last rankings update, up 111 spots. And I think everything that our analysts have seen out there from him have made them feel good about that move. He's performed well over the last couple days, and certainly, you know, Trevor's got a huge profile, Xavier Thomas, Carmen. But Kendrick has kind of worked his way. I don't know that he'll quite get a bump to 5-star when it's all said and done. But you know, I think he's validated the belief that he's a top 50 prospect. Jackson Carman, I think, will be of particular interest to Clemson fans watching. You know, again, they followed Xavier Thomas, followed Trevor Lawrence for such a long time that, you know, I think people know what they're getting there. You know, I think Carman will be of interest. You know, to play left tackle, I think this week and has done well for Clemson. You know, but will he be a guard? Will he be tackle? Can he be both? You know, I think is the question. More of the question of what analysts have come away with this weekend, really seeing him and seeing that man, he's a wide body, big kid that has really good feet. Which is, you know, if you look at the mold of what Robbie Caldwell has wanted for linemen, he likes versatile guys who can play tackle or guard. And I think with Clemson's need at guard, with losing really their top three guys in terms of snaps, I think that very much plays to Carmen's favor and plays to Clemson's favor as someone who could be very much in the conversation to fill one of those spots in the rotation next season.
All right, we have a new offer out, Paul. It's been a long time since Clemson had an offer out, but they a 2018 offer out, but they offer a cornerback, Elijah Griffin from California. Any shot to get involved in this one?
I think there is a shot based on Clemson's cachet and credibility right now as having been into the playoffs the last 3 years. Griffin decommitted from UCLA this past week. You know, really more famous perhaps as the son of rapper Warren G, but a top 50 prospect ranked, I think we've got him 38 nationally. You know, I think the sentiment's pretty strong that he ends up at USC, and that's the common sense answer. But he took an official visit to Tennessee at the very end of the period there in December. So you, the fact that he took out a visit to Tennessee, you know, Florida's gotten involved, Auburn's gotten involved. You know, if there's truly interest and he is open to coming to the East Coast, you know, I think a case is to be made that Clemson gets him on campus and they've got a shot. You know, again, smart money remains on the West Coast, and USC being the school, they get his first official visit January 12th, first one coming out of the dead period. But I don't think he's one that can be written off just yet. You know, I think we'll see. You know, if he's talked about taking Florida that final weekend in February. So if he's truly open to a number of these East Coast schools, you know, Clemson's got a better resume than the others. So I think that one is a wait and see.
It's nice to say that Clemson has a better resume than the others. I like that idea. Final one for you, Paul. Does that say any telltale sign about Bookie Riley Hiles, who will announce on Saturday, or how the Tigers feel about any other cornerbacks like Surtain or Campbell or anybody else they're looking at? Is it the telltale sign they're still looking and don't feel good about those other guys?
I don't think it necessarily means, particularly with Surtain or Campbell, I don't think it means anything. I think it's hedging your bets and trying to create options should you need to go there. You know, with Riley Hiles, I still think the arrow points to Oklahoma. He's been pretty tight-lipped, and his camp has been pretty tight-lipped about the direction. I think Oklahoma probably has reason to feel better than anybody else, but I also don't think anybody truly knows at this point. But I really think the Griffin offer is more a reflection of, you know, Clemson trying to create alternatives and have options there should, you know, over the course of this month they feel they're not gaining traction or truly feel good about where they stand with Surtain, Campbell, or really need to explore something else in the final 2-3 weeks of the month.
Hey, I lied. One more quick one. The staff, as far as balancing 18 with 19 on the road now, setting up official visits, what will the staff be doing here? Because I don't know all these official visit dates as far as when they want to set them up. Any idea when that official visits might be or those might be, and then what the staff will be doing between now and the first Wednesday in February?
Well, really, with I think as we've seen with a couple of DBs that have official visits set elsewhere the first weekend or two, I think it'll be a case-by-case scenario. But with, you know, those in particular, I think you're going to see Clemson try and get a later visit than normal. A lot of times Clemson would get that first January weekend, get all its commitments in, and it'd be kind of a family event, so to speak. I think this year might be a little different in terms of Clemson pushing to try and get a later visit, maybe even that, a weekend, either that first week in February or the weekend before that in January, and try and have more of its final, you know, a couple of those guys come in at that time. But it's a delicate balancing act. I think, you want to get some idea or resolution with your top guys as soon as possible so you can know you need to go to the next guy down the board. I think specifically a defensive back. So it'll be interesting, the timing of the way things take shape down the stretch.
Place to find that timing, all that information, TigerIllustrated.com. Hey, Paul, besides the greatest basketball player in the history of the state of South Carolina announcing, and besides the maybe the preseason number two team in the country and all these five stars in football, really anything else going on at Tiger Illustrated?
a lot of people thought that things would get quiet after the early signing period, so much hay in the barn. But really, between the high-profile guys they've got coming in, Zion Williamson's story, and the ramifications that could take, as well as their elite junior day coming up with coaches hitting the road here another week and prepping for that. a lot going on these last couple weeks.
Junior's going to announce by January 15th, ACC schedule coming out, signing day. Yeah. The place to find all that, TigerIllustrated.com. Paul, look forward to visiting with you next week, man. Can't wait to do it. Thanks for your time, and have a great week once again.
Hey, appreciate it, Mickey.
All right, buddy. It's our friend Paul Strelo of TigerIllustrated.com. We need to take a break. We'll come back, get your interview with the 25th-ranked Tigers head basketball coach, Brad Brunell, who had a big win last night. We'll do it after a short break.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
AdWords Auto Sales in Walhalla wants you to take advantage of Ford's year-end sales event. All the 2017s must go, and most models have 0% financing for 72 months and no dealer fees. It's the best time of the year to visit the Ford dealer who makes a difference. Danny Edwards and the whole courteous staff at AdWords Auto Sales wish you and your family all the best during the holiday season. AdWords Auto Sales is located on Highway 28 in Walhalla. Test drive Ford's finest today.
I'm Guy the Insurance Guy. Today I wanted to talk to you about one of the most critical but least understood types of insurance. When I talk to people, I ask them, what is your greatest asset? A lot of times I hear, well, it's my house or it's my car. Actually, an employee's greatest asset is not their home or their car. It's themselves and their ability to earn an income. Did you know that 71% of Americans would find it very difficult to meet financial obligations if their paycheck was delayed for just 1 week? Fortunately, there is a solution, and it will help you attract and retain employees. That solution is disability insurance. I'm Guy the Insurance Guy. My company is The Insurance Source, and what we do is simple. We make insurance easier.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
This weekend, it's the Great American Gun Show at the Anderson Civic Center. Buy, sell, trade. Guns, knives, weapons of all kinds. Bring your guns. Tell your friends. This weekend, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. Guns, knives, ammo, holsters, camo, and shooting supplies. Admission $8. Kids 12 and under free with paid adult. Don't miss this gun and knife show at the Anderson Civic Center. 3027 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Anderson. Tell your friends to bring their guns. This weekend, be there.
CMH Services is South Carolina's source for new Crown and Unicarriers forklifts, used forklifts, and forklift parts, service, and rentals. CMH offers a complete line of material handling solutions for every application. CMH is dedicated to providing their customers the equipment, knowledge, and support they need to make every operation a total success. Locally owned since 1968. Call 800-922-9569 to find out more or go online cmhservices.net. That's cmhservices.net.
No one in South Carolina has more live and local sports than WCCP. No one. We are 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Let's go to our guest lines again now and congratulate and bring on and thank for, because I know it was a long night and a long night, long trip home. From Boston and Chestnut Hill, Brad Brunell, after a great win last night. Coach, congratulations, and thanks for coming on with us this morning.
Very welcome, Mick. Thanks, buddy. Good to be with you.
I got to ask you, Ben Millsad said he got home at 2:30. Did you get home a little bit earlier than that? Because I know you're on the same flight, but he had some other things. Y'all had to reroute planes last night.
Yeah, we ended up going to Greenville. Usually we go to Anderson. But, yeah, it was like 2:20, I think, 2:15, 2:20 when I walked in my front door last night. So, yeah, it was a little bit of a long night. But we all had smiles on our faces, so that was made going to bed a little bit easier.
Well, I know, and slept a little bit better. I do appreciate you getting up and starting to stay. I know you got a lot of busy things because it's a short turnaround. You got Louisville coming to town. We'll add that because I want to see a huge crowd, and I know you do too, coming up noon on Saturday. Let's go back to last night. Coach, it couldn't have gone any better in the first half. A 19-point first half lead and a 15-point halftime lead. I know one time during a 30-second timeout, I looked over and you're smiling like, yeah, just high five. You didn't want to mess the thing up at that point in time. It didn't look like. What was going so right? And give us an idea of maybe how that stretch of basketball compared to some of the best stretches you've seen here at Clemson.
Well, the first 15 minutes, we played terrific. I mean, we just played unbelievable basketball and had great ball movement on offense. We were sharing it. You know, because we were getting stops, we were flowing into a lot of different things, which I think was, you know, hard for BC to handle. It didn't allow them to change defenses and do a lot of different things to kind of help get them settled. We were just very aggressive defensively. I thought we really had them frustrated, and they just couldn't get enough quality looks. And when they did get a couple open ones, they missed them. And so it was really rolling there for about 15, 16 minutes. I thought we were a little sloppy the last 3 minutes, 4 minutes of the first half. I thought we had a chance to blow it open to about 23, 24-point lead and had three or four turnovers kind of playing too fast right there at the end of the half, and then they cut it back to 15, and I thought that was a little bit of a turning point. I kind of knew then, hey, now they've gotten their legs back under them, and we're going to have to really play well here in the second half. And, you know, the one thing about this league, I mean, Jerome Robinson for them was just unbelievable in the second half, and that's what happens in this league is you face guys that are pros. And, you know, when you're playing an NBA-type player and he's 6'6" and can shoot over top of you when he gets hot, sometimes there's not a lot you can do. And so you're putting yourself in danger. And, you know, he hit his, I think, first five threes in the second half, and it was, you know, I bet three of them, we had hands in his face. So we got ourselves in a little bit of trouble, and they certainly, everybody started feeding, you know, when your best player's playing like that, then the other guys feed off that and start playing better. They're two big guys, both made two jump shots from about 15 feet. So now it feels like the basket's really big. And, you know, the crowd got going a little bit, and we just had to settle down and try to hang in there. And you know, fortunately, I thought our guys were terrific down the stretch when we needed big plays. We had a couple big shots. Certainly Dante had a big three in the corner, and then he had a great drive off a B.O.B. play. And we ran a nice little back cut action and got Marquise a layup late. And then the guys made six free throws down the stretch in the last minute. So it was really a great win. There's going to be a lot of teams go up there this year and lose. So I'm really proud of the way our guys hung in there and found a way to win against a team that was playing well in the second half.
I can hear, after watching Jerome Robinson in the second half last night, I could hear Mike Krzyzewski, Roy Williams, hear the great ones say, you know what, you tip your hat. The guy had 28 points, and on those kind of nights, you lose. But, Coach, you didn't lose. I mean, a lot of times for a lot of teams across the country, it would be one of those nights you just couldn't overcome. You did that. Talk about the experience. Even when they make the big comeback, you knew the run was coming, but you make the big comeback. I didn't see panic. I see Mitchell and Reed and DeVoe step to the line, smiles on their face, cool, calm, and collective. The experience of last year, you talked about it before, but there's a comfort level it seemed last night with your guys.
Well, I'm glad there's comfort with them because I don't know how comfortable I was there on the side the last couple minutes. That was a little tough. But, no, you know what? Our guys have been through a lot, and they're good players. And, you know, we had some things. Sometimes things just don't go your way, and we had a couple of those last year where I thought we were snake bit a couple times. I didn't think it wasn't always that we made a bunch of bad plays at the end of some games last year. We had our fair share, but sometimes things don't go your way. And this year's team, you know, one of the best things we've done is we really don't talk about last year much. We just kind of do our thing. We just talk about being prepared. And, you know, what I'm proud of is our guys were unbelievably prepared. We've bought into having great preparation and practices. And, you know, one of the reasons we got off to the great start is we came to Boston College as a business trip to win. And our guys were really focused. And we get off to that great start, which allowed us to overcome a guy getting hot. But as you mentioned, I think our guys, you know, we've been in a lot of close games. I told them right before we left to go out on the floor, fellas, this is going to be a 40-minute game. Whatever happens in the first half, good or bad, the games we've been winning on the road have gone always down to the last minute, the Ohio State game, the Florida comeback. You know, those have both been big-time comebacks where you've got to come in and make plays and expect to do that and want to do that. And this year's team has done a really good job of making plays late in games and finding ways to win.
I'm glad you mentioned preparation, because to the untrained eye, it looked like they threw a lot at you, some 1-3-1, some half-court stuff, some zone, some man. But I noticed, especially like there's a pass maybe from Grantham to Reed against a 1-3-1 on a baseline. That's a beautiful deal there. It looked like recognizing the recognition of it was a big part of it. You looked really prepared to what you saw. Was that a key to it as well, that what they threw at you, you seemed like you were prepared for and had an answer for?
Yeah, we had good practices, and we practiced for all of it. You know, the hardest part about when they were scoring as much as they were scoring and he's making all those shots is that they can get their defense set every time. And now they can change it up, do some different things to try to give you a different look. You know, because I didn't think they could just guard a straight man for 40 minutes. That's really not who they are. They're an offensive-minded team, and they try to confuse you a little bit defensively. And there were some possessions that you know, we didn't handle things great, and that's going to happen, but I think the biggest key is, again, we never really lost control of our emotion with the run. We were still focused. We just kind of went and continued to try to make plays. And again, our guys played with a free mind. And, you know, I'm really proud of them for that. I think Dante Grantham is just having a terrific year so far, and he was unbelievable last night. He had several plays throughout the game. I mean, 23, 14, or 13, and 5 assists is an incredible line. I thought he was really kind of the spearhead of what we were trying to do last night, and really kind of helped us through a little bit of our tough times. And then some other guys really stepped up later.
Had a great play on the fast break, the great pass on that assist. 3 steals in the game for him as well, and basketball IQ is seemingly really high. Coach, I talk about all the time how in life, man, we're great at handling failure and adversity as human beings, as a country, as a society. But, boy, we don't handle success very well. We get complacent and fat and happy and all that. You are 13-1 now, 2-0 in the ACC. Have the expectations changed? You like how this team is handling success? You're ranked for the first time, and you go on the road to get a big win.
Yeah, you know what? The expectations part, I don't think we worry about. I don't worry about them at all. I think, you know, you're just going about trying to get better. You know, fine-tune what you need to work on. Take this tape. We'll break it down, figure out the things we did well, try to find 2 or 3 things that we can, you know, continue to make improvements with, and then put all our efforts into getting ready for Louisville on Saturday at noon, because it's such an unbelievably quick turnaround. But, you know, we don't worry about those other things. We don't – the expectations of what our season could be and all that. Don't think about it. Don't talk about it. Just what we got to do to improve, what we got to do to continue to keep playing well, make sure our guys see the things that we're doing well at the end of games to win, so that they know that they can continue to do it, the confidence, talk about the positive things that we've done at the end of games several times now. And it's not a coincidence. It is because you guys are good players and you're experienced and we are prepared and we go into things doing things the right way. And if we can continue to do those kinds of things, there's no reason why we can't continue to win games and play well.
You continue to hold your own on the rebounding end of things. You limited – they don't hit the glass hard offensively, but you limited them to 6 offensive rebounds. You played even with there, and then you won the points in the paint. Seemed like as the season goes on, you're getting the ball more inside. You won that last night, including Thomas having 16 points. How important was it for you to get the ball inside and continue to exploit that?
It's important. We need a mix. To our game, you know, we really talk about we want to score at the rim, we want to shoot threes, and we want to make free throws. That's really the way we want to play offense. And then, obviously, defensively, we want to do just the opposite. You know, we want to take away rim baskets, we want to take away threes, and we want to keep people off the free throw line. We feel like those are the easiest ways to score. They're the most dangerous ways for games to get away from you when teams are making free throws and making threes. And so we really talk a lot about shooting more free throws than our opponents, making more free throws than they attempt when we can, scoring at the rim, and then making sure that we're finding each other for good open threes. And, you know, if we can have that kind of balance offensively as well as take care of the ball, we know we're going to play well.
All right, 10th in the RPI. It's Never too soon to start thinking about some of those things. Ranked, like I said, for the first time. You got Louisville coming to town, 11-3. Louisville 1-0 in the ACC. It will be weird not seeing Rick Pitino on the sidelines, but a lot of talent. What kind of ball clubs will the Cardinals bring down at noon on Saturday?
Big, tremendous size, shot blocking at the rim with Anas Mahmood and Ray Spalding. Two tremendously long, big front line players. Good guard play. Snyder, you know, I think is a senior guard. He's been in it for a while. And then they'll have great wings and just great players. I mean, they're going to have talent at Louisville, you know, no matter who the coach is. And, you know, I think they've played pretty well most of the year. They've had a couple times where they haven't played as well, which is normal when you play as many games as we play in basketball. But this is a team that will be a big challenge for us. Certainly their size and physicality and length. And then we'll see a couple different defenses. They'll play a matchup zone that, you know, they're still doing a lot of the same things, playing a lot of the same way that they played under Coach Pitino. Obviously, the Coach Padgett, who took over, is, you know, played for him and coached with him there. And so it's not, you know, it's not unusual that he wouldn't pretty much do what his mentor taught him. And that's what they're doing. And obviously, they're still doing it really well.
That was my question to you, preparing for a first-time coach who kind of took over kind of late in the process and a guy you might not have known a whole lot about before. Is that a challenge to you? I mean, I know Pitino had a lot of success there, but seemingly maybe the same type of stuff you've been running?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's, you know, it's a little, you know, tendencies and some things that you might look for that you know, the hard part is this game's a 12 o'clock game on a Saturday. We just got back at 2 in the morning. So, to be honest with you, today we can't really, my guys that played, you know, my starters, we can't go out there and practice. We can, you know, shoot some free throws, jog through a couple light things. But, you know, with the game being at noon on Saturday instead of like even a 7 o'clock game on Saturday, you know, it'll be hard on Friday to have like full speed, you know, contact practice. You'll do some stuff, but it'll have to be limited. And so just not being able to kind of prepare the way you would rather prepare for a game is, you know, a big challenge in this one because you can't simulate everything they can do by just walking through and jogging through the pace that they do things. So our guys will really have to get their engines revved up. It'll be an unbelievably quick turnaround in terms of just waking up Saturday and like, okay, here we go. It's time to go. And that's why it's so important, Mick, that we have a great crowd on Saturday. These guys have played at an unbelievably high level. They've been competing and working since Labor Day and playing really good basketball. We got a couple guys in Gabe and Dante that are seniors that have given a lot to this program and just, you know, hope our fan base will continue to get out and support these guys and fill it up. We had an unbelievable sellout crowd for NC State, had a nice crowd for the South Carolina win. So, you know, I think that just means a lot to our players to come into Little John and see a bunch of orange and know that the people that are Clemson fans are supporting basketball.
They're going to show up, Coach. They like that idea, and I do this with you probably too much. I'm going to give you like one more chance in this thing because I go back to years ago, and Michael Jordan talked about energy. And, again, you get in at 2:40 in the morning and a short turnaround against a team who's, by the way, had some rest. They're going to have fresher legs than you. How important or make the plea to the fans of not just showing up but providing energy and letting your team feed off what could be going on in the stands a little, John?
Well, there's no question. You know, you can see when you watch us play, the people that have come to our game. In fact, in the NC State game, we had a little run there. And, you know, we had a timeout, and I had three of my guys running around towards the crowd, and I kind of had to get on them a little bit. I'm like, guys, let's go. Let's get back over here. We need to talk about one or two things here. But you can just see that they're enjoying it. And there's nothing better than when you go to a game, kids are playing well, and you see a huge smile on their face. And some of that stems from the fact that, you know, they're appreciating a crowd that is out there supporting them. And they want to play well for the fans. They want to play well for each other. But it means so much more when you're playing in the Little John Coliseum that's packed. And when we get Little John packed, we have an unbelievable atmosphere. We really do. And students aren't completely back yet. So I know there's still tickets available. And I know that they're probably going to sell some of those student seats pretty soon if they haven't been doing it already. So we do need some help filling that one end zone up. That end zone is, you know, the other thing is it's very visible on TV. So when we got recruits watching games, the last thing we want to see is an empty end zone that's down there near the floor. We want folks in those seats and filling this place up and creating an incredible atmosphere for us when we have a game on Saturday or any other night the rest of the year.
Well, I'm telling you this, and you know this. Winning certainly, you know, cures all. But it's not just winning. I think this fan base, and I think you saw it at NC State, they like this team. They like the way this high basketball IQ, and they like the way these guys handle themselves, and certainly like feeling good about end of games and free throws. So, to me, it's a different feel. I think you'll see that Saturday at noon. I know Clemson people. I know they're going to show up and be loud and provide some of that energy for you then. Coach, congratulations, man. Get some rest, I know, with the team, and get ready because we got a huge one coming up. Let's talk next week after hopefully another great start again and continue this great success.
We're not going to worry about the rest. We're going to get ourselves prepared here. Did you not listen to what we were talking about there? Come on now.
I know,
you're
brother. Amen. I know.
You're better than that. We got to do some work here in the next 48 hours to get ourselves ready to go.
Yeah, I meant team legs. How about that? Get the legs back.
All right. That sounds good. We'll do that. Coach, good luck.
Thanks, congratulations
Mark.
Again.
You.
Yeah, good luck on Saturday.
See you, buddy.
All right, buddy. That's Brad Rennell. Not meaning sleep, meaning players get those legs back. Spaghetti legs. Got to get them going. Airplane flights and all that kind of stuff. You sense that, so Zach, like these people like this team. I think you saw the NC State game. That'd
be
a big part of that. So, I mean, winning helps, but just doing little things.
Pack it out Saturday.
Right, right. Absolutely. We're going to do that for sure. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, harbinlumber.com. 102 years of doing it right. Look, exterior products, interior products, insulation, shingles, doors, windows, countertops, you're looking at cabinets, you're looking at anything you need, installed services, anything you need, they take care of it for you. They're the best. If you're an upstate builder, remodeler, handyman, you've got to have somebody on your side to do it right, take care of it. It's our friends at Harbin Lumber, harbinlumber.com, Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. Final break of the show. Come back for more after this.
Join Walt live at the TD Convention Center for the South Carolina Auto Show, Friday, January 12th from 3 to 7. Check out the latest in automotive excellence and listen to Walt live Friday, January 12th at the South Carolina Auto Show in Greenville.
The air is cooling down, and what better time to snuggle down in a new comfortable mattress from Simmons Mattress Outlet. With the lowest prices in the upstate, you can buy a mattress and still have money to spare. And don't forget, the box springs are free with your purchase of a new mattress. If you are really looking to pamper yourself, ask about adjustable bases, but hurry, they move quickly. Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
It says a lot about a business who served the upstate for 30 years. It says even more when that business, family owned and operated, has continued to grow and take care of thousands of homeowners like you. Roto-Rooter of the Upstate is full service with 24-hour emergency attention to your plumbing issues. 30 years in business, family owned and operated, and proud alumni of Clemson. Roto-Rooter. Online at Roto-Rooter SC or call them at 288-7686.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
CMH Services has again been recognized as an MVP dealer by the material handling industry's leading trade organization, MHEDA, for 5 consecutive years. In earning the award, CMH Services demonstrated excellence in the areas of industry advocacy, customer service and safety, business networking, continuing education, and business best practices. Get award-winning material handling solutions at CMH Services. Call 800-922-9569. That's 800-922-9569.
Unfiled tax returns, payroll tax problems, IRS levies, liens, garnishments, audits. Call the local lawyer who looks out for you and will get the result you deserve. David Green at the Green Law Firm. Call for a free strategy session at 271-7940.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
South Carolina driver's licenses and IDs are changing. You will need to change your card to a federally approved real ID to use it for air travel and access to federal facilities. All of the following must be true for you to be eligible to buy a real ID license online next year. Required documents on file with the SCDMV, driving privileges in good standing, and a regular Class D, E, F, M, or any combination of the four license, and a U.S. citizen. Visit scdmvonline.com to learn more about changing your card. Start the process now and save time later.
If you dream of owning your own business but are overwhelmed at where to start or what to do, call JanPro. Whether it's extra income or starting a new career, JanPro will guide you, train you, support you the whole way. Just listen.
We made a very small investment into the business, but yet they took the time to train us and to teach us, you know, how to do what we were supposed to do and everything. And not only to train us, but they follow up with us.
Call 485-3053 or online at jan-prowc.com.
Trucks cost less than travelers rest. Save up to $11,000 off a new 2018 F-150 4x4 crew cab. Just $38,665 plus tax and tag. And they never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. See the 2018 F-150 at George Coleman Ford, where trucks cost less than travelers rest, and they never charge any dealer fees.
Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Who did you wake up with?
Ah! It's the Mickey Plyler Show
on WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom.
Welcome back. Final segment of the show. If you didn't get her that piece of jewelry that she wanted for Christmas, or you couldn't come up with that special design, it's never too late for you. The staff at Reed's at the upper level of the Haywood Mall, right next to Belt, right in the middle of it all, says, as the saying goes, save the day. Roar listeners, like Zeke called several months ago, tell you how great Wally Odom and the people at Reed's, or how hooked he was, and how a special piece of jewelry for his wife made a big difference. That's normal at Reed's. That's what happens every day at Reed's. North America's largest family-owned jeweler. You can for your customers out there, they got everything. They got the unique Swiss watch for the man in your life, the diamonds or earrings or bracelets for the lady on your list. So Reed's Jewelers, upper level of the Haywood Mall, right next to Belt, right in the middle of it all. Go by and see those good folks and just be part of their everyday happiness that goes on there. Not only do I shop there, but I've turned the station staff on there, listeners and friends and family, all at Reed's Jewelers. REEDS.com. That's like a normal day. That's like getting the 5-star recruit. It's just old hat now. It's like a normal day around there. 654-ROAR, 654-7627, the final segment of the show. You get a little Twitter war. I mean, a little text war going on over here. Not a war. You just want to have somebody feel good about something.
It didn't bother me much.
Roger Anderson writes in, greatest player in South Carolina, Kevin Garnett, still eligible. Is that who you're referring to? Saban crying about a week off of preparation and working the refs already. Well, he does a good job of that. But no, Kevin Garnett, we can claim him in South Carolina all you want to. He abandoned us. He left. He went to Chicago. So do we have to preface it by saying the greatest senior basketball player ever in South Carolina history? Kevin Garnett went to Chicago. Senior year.
Just let it go. It's Zion.
Zion.
Get on the Zion train, Roger and Anderson.
Love me some Zion. Can't wait to see some Zion. You going to watch the Under Armour All-American game tonight?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
I have zero interest in those games.
You don't want to see KJ Henry number 5?
I will look at the videos on Twitter as they appear, and everyone really? Goes, ooh, oh my God. And then, you know, we'll move on.
Oh, man.
I watched the Devils game tonight.
Oh, who you got?
The Stars in Dallas.
I had something for you. I hope I can find it here. I wanted to do it yesterday, and we got all tied up, gotten tied up. I had some odds for you for hockey. Ooh. Doggone it. I don't have them anymore.
That's all right.
Oh, I might still. No!
There they are.
You ready for your degenerate gamblers out there?
Yes.
Odds to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, Super Bowl or Stanley Cup?
I got Stanley Cup too. Oh. Patriots 11-5, Vikings 15-4, Steelers 11-2, Saints 15-2, Rams 8-1, Falcons at 18-1, Panthers 25-1. Conference odds: Patriots the obvious choice there, 5-1. NFC: the Vikings are the favorite in the NFC, 7-4. I've got the exact Super Bowl matchups for every matchup out there, and the highest odds, Rams and Patriots are 15-2. What are Vikings and Vikings and Patriots are 4-1. That's the most likely one. You imagine Minnesota Vikings in the playoffs?
You imagine them winning the Super Bowl?
Hmm.
They need that up there.
College football odds, Alabama 4.5 point favorite.
The season ended on Monday night.
I agree with you on that one. Alabama right now coming in at about 60% right now.
Ugh.
NBA odds, Golden State 5-9, Cavaliers 11-2, Rockets 13-2, Celtics 9-1.
Cavs lost last night in Boston.
Yeah.
Sorry. Isaiah Thomas ducking the Celtics last night. What a move that was.
Yeah. Why didn't he play?
To make sure his hip responded well after playing the night before.
Mm. Ben
Allegedly.
Simmons.
Allegedly.
Rookie of the year, Ben Simmons, 2-13. Donovan Mitchell, 4-1. Ben Simmons is going to win that.
Yep.
NHL odds.
Yes.
For all you degenerate NHL gamblers
yes.
out there. Yes. Tampa Bay Lightning, 6-1 to win the cup.
That's a good team down there in Tampa.
Vegas Golden Knights, 15-2.
Get out of my face with that.
They moved from somewhere. Is that a new team?
That's the new expansion team.
They're that good?
Apparently.
15-2?
It's because their home record.
Yeah.
They've lost like one at home because NHL players are going to Vegas. they're gonna go like 39-1 at home this year.
You know, I'm a big Montreal Canadiens fan.
Yeah.
I have not even seen the Vegas Golden Knights logo.
Our boy Brad Sinkoff just walked in. I don't think he has a hat on it, but he has a Vegas hat now.
Because he went out to Vegas.
Because he went out there. Jumped in the bandwagon.
I don't like the colors. I don't like the color scheme.
No,
I don't like the logo.
It looks bush league.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It looks
I'm out. I'm totally out of it.
I'm out on Vegas.
The Vegas Raiders I might be in on.
I'm also out on the Vegas
Raiders. Hey, tell Brad Sinkoff. Vegas is the most overrated town in America.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Maple Leafs 12-1. Predators. I'm sorry. Preds. You know what the great thing about the NHL is you can get all these short little names for them.
Yeah.
For instance, Preds 14-1. Blues 14-1. Jets 14-1. Winnipeg Jets are back.
Yeah.
How long they been around?
Oh, that's the team that went from Atlanta. They went up.
Kings 16-1. Blue Jackets 18-1. Devils 18-1.
Hey now.
With the Pens 18-1. Caps 18-1. Where's Montreal?
Montreal's not great this year.
Dude, we suck.
They're shopping their captain right now.
Are they?
Yeah.
Who's the captain?
Pacioretty.
66-1.
Yeah. Things have been better up in Quebec.
We were good last year. We're not very good this year.
Mm-hmm.
Good last couple of years. Anyway. You want
where's Montreal?
Yeah, where's Montreal here? Award winners, you want this award winner stuff?
What
MVP, the Hart Memorial Trophy.
Mm.
Tampa Bay's
Steven Stamkos.
Nikita
Kucherov.
Yeah. 1-1. See if I got any Jersey Devils guys in here. I don't see anybody.
Maybe under the Rookie of the Year, there's a possibility. And or Coach of the Year.
Rookie of the Year, your guy Hischier.
Nico Hischier.
He is 1, 2, 3, 4. He's fifth on the list.
Yeah.
Goaltender.
Corey Schneider.
Not on here.
The Vezina.
Yeah. Where's Brodeur? Don't see him on here. No. Norris Trophy.
Nobody.
No Jersey Devil.
We sting on defense.
Yeah. Anyway, good, but it's a good year for you, man.
Yeah, I'm excited. We're trying to make the playoffs for the first time in 5 years.
You've had a great year. Tonight, Under Armour All-American game, KJ Henry.
You're locked in. You're excited for it.
Justin Ross.
Mm.
Matthew Hill. Clemson gets all three of those guys.
Whoa.
Stuck that one by you, didn't I?
Hey, now.
Oh. And then Nick Pettit Fair and Richard Garage. Those guys are on there. Army All-American game got a lot of Tigers to watch. So looking forward to watching that one. Tomorrow's show, we'll have Josh Williams, our Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fish Report, to get you ready for Clemson and Louisville. Also get you ready for the Army All-American game. So should be good. And we'll start talking a little national championship stuff coming out of that one. Texture, James Greenville said, Ray Allen's the best player from South Carolina history. He's from down near Sumter. Yeah, he's from Dazzell, but he didn't go his senior year here either, right? He went to a prep school, too. Look, man, you got to play your senior year in South Carolina to be considered from South Carolina.
Quit claiming players, South Carolina.
He might have grown up here, went here, you know, whatever. But you got to play your senior year in South Carolina.
Goodness gracious.
Didn't Ray Allen go to some prep school? I think he did.
I don't know. I don't care about Ray Allen.
Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent.
I'm a Zion Williamson guy.
I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. I call him at 292-3001. I can email him, Brad Hughes, at Allstate.com. I can get in touch with him, Brad Hughes, Insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my great friends at Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Love the friends at Allstate. And today I forgive I love Brad. He's, by the way, 292-3001. Get in touch with him. Today, I will forgive all those that are excited about the Athlons deal. There, look, Clemson number two in the country next year. Preseason college football poll. In the way too early poll. And I think that's about right. They're going to be top five for sure. Top four, I think, for sure. But looking at who's coming back, who they're losing, a lot to be determined here with this junior list. But I'm encouraged, man. I'm really encouraged with all that. Skip the music. Give me a little two-minute drill. What you got for me?
January 4th of 2000, a day which two franchises were changed forever. This is the day that Bill Belichick resigned from the Jets head coaching position, a day after being named the successor to Bill Parcells. And they ended up taking the Patriots job a month later. Jets obviously have done what they have, and then the Patriots have been the most successful franchise in the NFL for the past decade or so.
All right. My two-minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. For all of your real estate needs, it's EricNewton.com. Get in touch with them. Anything you need, folks, when it comes to real estate in Clemson, the full-service real estate company, students looking for a place to live next year, anything you need, renovating your home, commercial real estate, buying houses, selling houses, land.